Sea of Charms by Sarah Beth Durst. Read by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. Marin was alone on her sailboat, and the sea was singing. She listened to the waves beat their rhythm on Silver's hull, while the wind sang its melody as it filled the silver sails. Adjusting the trim, she tried to let the waves and the wind wash away the knot of hurt and humiliation and fury that had been inside her for weeks now. She inhaled deeply, and then let out a wild scream with every bit of air in her lungs. No one told her to be quiet. No one told her to return to shore. Overhead, a seabird soared eastward, so high up that it was a white dot against the bright blue, and she wondered if it flew alone by choice or chance. Or a mix of both, like me. She'd come so close to losing all of this. Marin breathed in and tasted the salty air, her favorite taste, and tried to focus on that taste on her tongue instead of feeling as if she were choking on regret. She was here on Silver now, and he couldn't do anything about it. He'd failed. She hated thinking about how narrow an escape it had been. An overheard conversation, a few numbers that didn't match up in the family account book. If I hadn't caught him. But she had, and it was over. Instead of an engagement, she had this beautiful new boat, a debt that would take her years to repay, and the entire wide, wild sea before her. So long as she didn't return home, there would be zero risk she'd be ensnared again, and zero reason for him to target her parents. Iovar had wanted her. Or not her, but some subdued, shrunken version who wore her face but was content to be a landbound wife whose only desire was to support her husband's dreams. He never loved me. If he had, he never would have tried to take the sea from her. Marin had wanted to be a sailor for as long as she could remember. She'd worked with her parents on their boats ever since she was little. They were supply runners who made deliveries, both regularly scheduled and one-off requests, between the many islands of the Crescent Islands Empire. She'd always planned to take over her parents' business when they retired, but Iovar, he hadn't wanted his future wife to have a life on the sea. He had begun with little requests. Reasonable requests. It made him worry, he'd said, when she sailed in rough seas. It made him worry, he'd said, when she sailed at night. It made him sad and lonely when he didn't see her when he came home from work, or at dawn, or lunch. But could she be a little quieter? Did she have to laugh so loud? And maybe she shouldn't tell such outrageous stories. Everyone knew there was no such thing as a tiger shark sea witch. Or a kelp forest with kelp animals. He just didn't want her to embarrass herself. He loved her so much. And so she'd made herself smaller. For him. Because she thought she loved him too. And it was only a little compromise, here and there, a temporary sacrifice, just until he was less anxious. But then, through sheer chance, she uncovered what he was doing behind her back. He didn't want a wife who took to the sea, and so he'd tried to secretly ruin her family's business. He'd very nearly succeeded. But he didn't, and that was what mattered. She had her own boat now, outfitted for supply running, thanks to her parents. She'd visited job boards in Dew and a few other islands, and had plans to secure regular customers. For now, she was primarily trading delivery work for supplies, bread, fruit, soap, other necessities. But soon, if she could figure out how to cheaply secure a regular food source, she hoped to begin hoarding enough to chip away at her parents' debt. They'd poured everything that Iovar hadn't swindled them out of, plus far more they didn't have, into gifting her Silver, and Marin was determined to ensure they didn't lose any more. Tightening the mainsheet, Marin prepared to tack. She had two more deliveries to make on this supply run. She should take the safer route and circle around the islands of Iro and Nane. It would add half a day's journey to take the outer loop, but neither delivery was a rush. She'd get paid in full whenever she arrived, so she didn't need to take risks. Going between the islands.